The Gemara on Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis says that when you have a dead body and the woman's husband is missing and you want to put two and two together to identify that this is, just because you find the male dead body, you don't have the right to assume that this is the missing husband. So the Gemara says you have to have simonim. If you can identify the body with simonim, then you mata the agunim. So the Taisvis, the Ramaschal Karmi Simonim, the last few lines refers you to a Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara basically, if you put together the whole Gemara, the Magen Mishnah, and Hilchas Gzeila, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, and Kesem Mishnah has it also. If you put together everything in the Gemara, it comes out that there are three different categories of Simonim. There's Simonim Gruim, Simonim Emtzoyim, and Simonim Uvokim. Simonim Gruim, let's say, the woman says her husband was tall and thin. 25% of the people in the world are tall and thin, 25% are tall and fat, 25% are short and thin, and 25% are short and fat. So just because she says her husband was tall and thin, that's a simen garua. Or she says that he had a white beard. Half the people in the world have a white beard, so it doesn't mean anything. Or she says he was clean shaven, half the people in the world are clean shaven, it doesn't mean anything. That's a simen garua. Nobody holds it, that's good. Then you have a simen muvuk, that everybody agrees that that's good to identify. Simonim is important for Hashavas Aveda. Simonim is important to identify the dead body, to be mata the aguna. Simonim is important if the shliach lohelochas haget lost the get, and then someone finds it and he identifies the get with simonim. Is simonim deraisa? Can you give him back the get and assume that this was the get that was written in Shmo for this woman? Do you have to be concerned? Maybe someone else lost a different get, and this is not the get that was written in Shmo for the woman that he's supposed to deliver it to. That's what the Gemara is talking about there in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara says, if you have simonim gruim, tall and thin, so simonim gruim is l'chol ha'deis, not acceptable at all. If you have simonim mufokim, let's say she says they find the body has 6 fingers on the right hand, 4 fingers on the left hand. So how many people in the world have 6 fingers over here, 4 fingers over there? He had 2 noses on his face and 3 eyes. That's a simen muvik. So simen muvik, everybody agrees that simon of the rice. And if it's a simen emtsoi, so that's the shaila that the Gemara raises. So the Gemara assumes the din is that you machzer an aveda, you give back for Shabbos aveda, even if the Baal aveda comes to the Motzi aveda, he only gives a simen emtsoi. But the Gemara was mesupik, is that men ha-Torah? Because simonim emtsoim is good men ha-Torah, so it would even be helpful if the shliach lahilochas aget lost the get, and then someone finds the get, and he identifies that this is the get that was written l'shmo for the woman that he's supposed to deliver it to. He identifies it with simonim emtsoim, it works men ha-Torah. Or should I perhaps assume, no, men ha-Torah you need dafki simonim ufakim, and simen amtsoi is only good with the Rabbanon. So how is it good by Hashavas Aveda with the Rabbanon? We are employing the principle of Hefke Bezna Hefke. Whoever the true, it may well be that you are not the owner of this Aveda, because you only tell us simonim amtsoi. Maybe the Aveda really belongs to someone else. So we're mafkir, his mammon, and we give it to you. Why should we employ Hefke Bezna Hefke for no good reason? Why should I take away his money and give it to you? Because you produce simonim amtsoi. So the Gemara says that it's nichalei, that we assess the situation, we assume that probably everybody would be happy that you should take away their property and give it to whoever will produce the simonim amtsoyim, because next time when they'll lose something and they'll want to retrieve it based on simonim amtsoyim, maybe that it really belongs to someone else, and we'll give it to them if they'll produce simonim amtsoyim. So if you say it's only a takana de rabbanon that was instituted based on eres on hefker bezna hefker, so then it wouldn't work by the shliach lohelochas haget. So Tosis points out, if you want to be matir an isha, that's isa the heter. Indeed, in moment is by Shabbos Avedi, you can employ the principle of hefke bez nefke. So you can say, even though min atari needs the manim mufakim, with the rabbanim we employ hefke bez nefke. We allow you to get back the aveda based on simanim and so on. But by meis baila to be matir and aguna, there you can't use the hefke bez nefke. So you have to have only simanim. So that's what Tosis says. We must be talking over here. The Gemara says the man was dead in the river and we pulled out the body and we identified the dead body with simonim. So Tosis says it must be simonim mufakim. According to that side in the Gemara, that simonim is only deraisa and simonim mubik, it must be that it's simonim mufakim. Anything less than that, we wouldn't be mata the isha labailam. You look in the Rambam, so the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah, they both write that 3 categories, simanim, simanim mufakim, simanim amtsoim, simanim gruim, that's no good. And then you look in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, Simon Yud Zayin, so the Rama says, even if you have 100 Simonim Gruim, they don't add up to anything. So the Beis Shmuel writes down to Kot 9 Gimel, what does it mean you have 100 Simonim Gruim? It means she says her husband was tall and thin, and he was wearing glasses, and he was wearing a sweater. So half the people in the world wear a sweater, and half the people wear glasses. Nothing adds up to anything over there. If you have a lot of Simonim Gruim, it doesn't add up to anything. Afila Meir, Simonim Gruim doesn't add up to anything. But the Beis Shmuel quotes the Achrayim, but if you have two Simonim Beinoniim, two Simonim Amtsayim, it does add up, and it adds up to make a Simon moving. That'll become a Simon moving. Okay. So the Rambam writes all these dinim, both in Hilchas Gzeila Vaaveda and Hilchas Gerushin, he doesn't explain it well. It's poorly written. He calls it Simonim Mefakim, and he doesn't explain what Simonim Mefakim. So the Magen Mishnah is interpreting the Rambam. So the way the Magen Mishnah interprets the Rambam, and the Kesem Mishnah accepts it, is that by Meis Baila you have to have Dafke Simonim Ufakim, and by Minat, because Simonim Ufakim works Minatur, and by Hashavas Aveda, Simon Beinoni is acceptable Minatur. So the Pashtus is that this is against the Gemara. If Simon Beinoni is good Minatur by Hashavas Aveda, then the Gemara says it should be good by Yisav Heter as well. And by Yisav Heter, the Rambam holds you need Dafke Simon Muvak. The Simon Beinoni is only good by Hashabbos Avedim and the Rabbanon, resting on the principle of Hefka Bez Nefka. So the Kesem Mishnah says, Hastir in the Rambam. That's what he's worried about. Hastir in the Rambam. Well, how come Hastir in the Rambam and the Rambam is against the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that if a Simon Beinoni is good by Torah by Hashabbos Avedim, then it would have been good by Yisav Heter also. The Rabbi Soloveitchik was once speaking about this kasha that the Kesem Mishnah points out. The Kesem Mishnah is in Perigi Gimel Hilchas Gerishin. So the stira between the Rambam and the Gemara, we don't know what teretz. But the stira in the Rambam in Eyyub Bey, Sir Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following mahalach. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Adrosha dochich Adrosh achicha oso doshev shelo yehei Rambam. The Gemara says, of course, you can't give back the Aveda unless the person asks for it. So if you translate the Pasuk Adrosh Achicha until the Baal HaAveda comes and asks you for the Aveda, it's the Pshita. So the Gemara interprets, even though that's the Pashup Shat, Adrosh Achicha also, the Baal HaAveda will come and ask for his Aveda. So the Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation. Adrosh Achicha, you should be derish v'choyker, the Baal HaAveda. When a man comes to me and he says, I lost an Aveda, I put up a sign, I found an Aveda. That guy comes and he tells me he lost the Aveda, so I should make a Drisha V'Hakir on him. I should only give it back if he's not a Rami. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, if he's a Tzur V'Midi Rabbanan D'Loi Mishani B'Dibure, he's such an honest Talmud Chacham, he never tells a lie, only the three things, B'Puryu, B'Shpiza, and so on. He only tells a lie when the Chachamim permit you to. So we let him look at the Aveda, and if he tells us he has a Tviya Sayin, so we'll believe him. And that's the Hashem, Shalai Hei Rami. We know that this person never tells a lie, and he's not going to claim the Aved if it's not his. But if he's not a Tzur from the Rabbanon, then we don't give it back to Tvi Asayin, and we would insist on Simon. So it's based on that Pasuk that we insist on Simon. So Rav Soloveitchik said, by Meis Baila, nobody has any tainus. Nobody has any, what the woman tainus that her husband is dead. She doesn't know herself whether her husband is alive or dead. He's trying to identify the dead body based on Simon. So to identify a body based on Simonim, and there's no other factor involved, so the Rambam holds that you need Simonim Mefakim. Less than Simonim Mefakim is not going to work Menatar. But by Hashavas Aveda, if he would have been at Tzur from the Rabbanan, he would have been Neman B'Tvi Asayin. That's what the Gemara says. We're talking the fellow's not at Tzur from the Rabbanan. He's a Balabas. So basically, he should have been believed with the Tvi Asayin. But we have to fulfill the din of Darshev Shalai Hei Ramai. So for the purpose of fulfilling that obligation, Dashev Shalai Hei Ramai, it's sufficient if he gives Simonim Amtsayim. So the way he's interpreting the Rambam, Simonim Amtsayim is good menatar b'ashavas aveda only if the Balabas gives a Tviya sign also. I'm not going to let him look at the aveda. I say, I found a watch. And he says, I lost the watch. I say, what kind of a watch? He starts giving me all the Simonim. After he gives me all the Simonim and the Simonim Beinonim, so I show him the watch and I say, does this look like your watch? He says, yeah, I have a Tviya sign on the watch. So because by Hashavas Aveda it's Simonim with Tviya sign, and you don't really rely on the Simonim. Simonim is just to take off the Chashash, Dashev Shalai Hei Ramai. He gave simanim, so I say he's not a rabbi. But really, the birur that it's his is based on his tviya zayin. But let's say, the way Rav Soloveitchik, let's say the Baal HaAveda comes and he gives simanim, and then I show him the Aveda, I say, does it look like yours? He says, I don't know, I just know the simanim. I have no tviya zayin on it. They all look the same to me. But I have a simon, beinani on it. So then the way Rav Soloveitchik thought, that wouldn't work menater. It only works by Hashavas Aveda. If you have simanim b'tziruf with the tviya zayin, it's not you're adding up a half and a half as a whole. The namonis really is based on the tviya zayin, but this is not a tzur from the rabbanim. So you have to fulfill the sheyu shelo yei ramai. So you yotze that requirement with the simanim. This is basically what the Yonah Selim has to answer the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Yudbeis and Beis has a machlokes hamaroyim. What's the din bari v'shema? Whether bari odif lahotzi or not. I claim that I lent you $1,000 and you never paid back the money. And you say, Eini yodea im helebisani. I remember we were talking, we were negotiating about a loan, of lending $1,000. I don't remember the end of the story. Could be I did borrow the money, could be I didn't. So the Gemara says in the end of Baba Kama, if he says, Eini yodea im praiticha, he admits that he borrowed the money, just doesn't remember. He says, maybe I paid back, maybe not. So then all the Amoraim would agree, bari v'shema, bari yodif lahotzi, kaz b'ches kaschiv. But if he says, Eini yodea im helebisani, so that's the machloikas, and we paskan that la bari yodif. So the Gemara says, why is la bar yodif? I understand there's such a thing as namanis baldimit tainosas. I claim that you owe me $100. So if I have namanis baldimit tainosas to claim that Taveya has namanis to say, has namanis to a certain extent, Eid Echad has namanis, Shnei Eidim has more namanis than Eid Echad. So namanis baldimit tainosas has to a certain extent that Taveya has namanis to say that you owe me $1,000. If you are the muhsuk and you say, I do not owe you the money, so you certainly have the money. So if the taveya has the money, so the muhsuk, the nitfer, certainly has the money. So if I say you owe me $1,000, I have a certain degree of the money. So you say you don't owe the money, so you certainly have the money, so you don't have to pay. But if I say you owe me $1,000, you say maybe yeah, maybe no, I don't know. So you're not contradicting me. So why don't you say the money is baldimitainosa? You should have to pay the money. You have a beer of the money is baldimitainosa. So the Gemara said, that's what one Amar holds. Because the namanis baldim etainos has to be contradicted with something equal or better. You have to have like trey or trey. So if the nitva says, I don't owe you the money, so he certainly has namanis baldim. But if he says any idea, maybe yeah, maybe no. So why can't I be moitzi mamon? So that's one opinion. We don't accept that. We paskin, bari b'shem Allah bari yodif lahotzi. So Gemara says, why? So in Ksubis Yud Beis and Beis, the Gemara says, ukim amayne b'ches kasmari. What does it mean? We learn out from the Pasuk that there's an institution of Muchzog. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara says, how do you know there's a din ha-moitzim ha-chaveir all of our eyes? So the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha, a Pasuk? Kro lomali svarahu. The Gemara says, isn't it common sense that the burden of proof is on the one who wants to be moitzim? From the Muchzog, the Gemara says, you're right. The Pasuk, Mibald Rami Yigashaleim, is not needed to teach me Yagish Rayaleim. You don't need a Pasuk to teach me ha-moitzim ha-chaveir all of our eyes. The Pasuk teaches you a totally different din. That the Einis Kokan Ella Taveh Tchil. So that's the way it says in the Gemara. That's the way it's printed by us in the Gemara. The Gemara initially thought, Mibald Ram Yigash Aleim Yagish Rai Aleim, that's the mocker for the din of Hamotz Machabeel of Arad. Then the Gemara backs out, it's a Svar. But Pnei Yeshua writes in Gittin, Perakan Ezokan, that was only the beginning of the discussion. The end of the discussion appears in other Mesichtas, that the Gemara has Hamoitzim Mechaber, all of Harai even applies that Roiv is no good, Lahotzi Mamin, and Muchzuk is no good, Chazoka, I mean Chazoka Kamai, Chazoka Mekor is no good, and Edechot is no good. There's so many details in Hamoitzim Mechaber, all of Harai, it doesn't make sense to say that it's only a Svar. How can everything be a Svar? It must be that it's Exeris HaKosim. That's Taka, there's such a Shitim Kubetzis at the end of the first parak in Ksubis. The Gemara seems to say Beferish there, that ein holchem mamon achar haroiv, you can't be moitzi mamon from someone else based on a roiv. It's only if the other party is Jewish. The other party is a nachar, you can't be moitzi mamon. So the Shita Mekubetz points it out that that's what it says in the Gemara. So if you're going to say it's a swara, so how did the swara change between Yisrael and a nachri? So it's pretty obvious in the Gemara, like the Pnei Yeshua al pi pashtas, that a moitzi mechaver of haraya starts off as a swara, but the swara is not going to cover all of the cases. You have to say that it's a gzeres akos. You have to say it's a gzeres akos. I remember of Rav Mendel Zaks, he used to be the boychen here in the yeshiva, so when we were learning Baba Kama, so he once made a comment, there must be some other girsa in the Gemara. He says, the way the Gemara reads, it doesn't read straight, that Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, Mibald Rami Yigash Aleihem, Gemara first says pshat, yagish raya le mikan hametz machaveh alavarai. Then the Gemara says lama likros svaru, isn't it common sense? So what's common sense? And the Gemara says the koiv lekeiva, if you have a pain, ozel abeyasa, you should go to the doctor. How is that the way to express the svar of hametz machaveh alavarai? Doesn't seem to correspond. Elo, the Gemara says no, the pasuk is needed to teach me a different din. Ein iskakem elo tavei atchila. If Reuven comes to Bezna and has a tfiyah against Shimon, and then when Shimon comes to the din Torah and Shimon says, well, I have a tfiyah against Reuven, he owes me 10 times more than I owe him. He owes me 10 times more than he claims that I owe him. So the Bezna's first nizkok to the Taveyah, and then afterwards he'll have the Torah about the Nitva's counterclaims. So Rav Zak said, he doesn't know, there should be a girsa that everything should read backwards. The whole girsa should read the other way. The Gemara should start off. The pasuk says, "Mi baldram yigashaleim whoever ainis kok melo tovei atchila." Then the Gemara says, "Isn't that a svara? The koyv lekeva also the beyasya. If you have a pain, you should go to the doctor." So whoever went first to the bezin, so they listened to his claim first. Ella, you don't need a pasuk for that. That's a svara pshuta. Ainis kok melo tovei. So must be the pasuk tells you hamaytza machaveh olavarai, which is not a svara. That's what Mendel said. I remember. I don't know, we should check to see if there is such a ksavya. I think people, I didn't look, people told me they looked, they didn't find any such a girsa like that. But that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Reb Shimon Shkop quotes this Pnei Yeshua and he proceeds to disagree with it. Reb Shimon based so much on svara, so he claims that everything is svara. How can everything be svara? It's a machlekes Rav Shmuel, but the Rav is good lahotzi mamet. So what's so compelling a svara that Rav is no good if Rav disagrees? Rav holds that Rav is good. So Machlok is what the svara is. How can you distinguish between a Yisrael and an Achri? Yishit Mukubes is the end of the first parak in Ksuba. So the Pashtus says that it is a Xeris HaKos. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara in Ksuba stuff. You'd base on the base. The Gemara says, really, Bori B'Shem should really be Bori Odif. The Taveh has the Manas Baldi Metanos. He says the Nitva owes him $1,000. The Nitva has to respond. So if the Nitva says, I do not owe you the money, so if I have no money, he certainly has no money. He's the Mukhsov. He certainly has no money to contradict me. But if he doesn't say anything, I don't know, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. So let the Taveh be Moitzi Mammon based on the money, but then B'Tainosai. The Gemara says, no. Ukim Amoyde B'cheskes Moitzi, there's a Dina Mukhsov. So just like Rov is no good lahotzi mammon, Chazok is no good, and Echad is no good lahotzi mammon, so Bari, Neman is Baldei Metanos, is also insufficient to be Moitzi mammon miyad amuchza. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So on that Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. He gives a shveri teretz. Pnei Yeshua is bothered with the kasha. The din is that by Hashavas Aveda, Rov is good. There are many Gemaras like that. If someone finds an Aveda and the Rov indicates that it was lost, the shtar must have been lost by the malva, not by the loiva. It cannot be. The roiv indicates it was lost by the malva. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a roiv, so you give back the aveda to the one that the roiv indicates that it's his. We have a klal in holcha b'mamet achar haroiv. So Tosis writes in a few places, in holcha b'mamet achar haroiv, me can't be moitzi mamet from a muchzov based on a roiv. But by Hashavas aveda, nobody is the muchzov. The one who found the aveda admits that it's not his. A person is called a muchzov if he's holding on to mamet, that either he claims Taina's Bari, and we hold even Taina Shema, that's a machlekes satanaim. If you're holding on to money, you have a Taina Shema. So Simchas holds the Muchzik, but the Taina Shema is not called a Muchzik. He doesn't claim Bevados that it's his. And we pass on even a Muchzik, but the Taina Shema is also called a Muchzik. What if the Moitzei HaVeda, holding on to the HaVeda, he says, Bevados, it's not mine. I know it belongs to somebody. I don't know who it belongs to, but it doesn't belong to me. So Tosis points out, so for sure, the Moitzei HaVeda is not called a Muchzik. So because by Hashavas Aveda, you're not being Moitzi the Mammon, Miyad HaMuchzok. So that's why Roiv is good by Hashavas Aveda. So the Pnei Yeshua asked Akasha, if by Hashavas Aveda you say that the Moitzi Aveda is not called the Muchzok, and therefore Roiv is good, so Bari V'Shem should also be good. So why does the Halacha say only a Tzurvim and the Rabbanon is Neman based on Tvi Asaya? Even not a Tzurvim and the Rabbanon, it should be Bari V'Shem. The person comes and he says, show me the Aveda. And he shows it to me. I say, I have a Tviya sign. That's my Aveda. Give it back to me. The Moitzi Aveda doesn't know if he's telling the truth or not. And he's not a Muchzok. No one is a Muchzok over here. So the only reason why we pass Gembori V'Shem Allah Bari Yodif L'Hoitzi is because Ukim Amayna B'cheskas Marva. By Hashavas Aveda, we are not taking it out from the Yad HaMuchzok. So you really ought to say that Bari V'Shem should always be good by Hashavas Aveda. So why does the Halacha say that you don't give back to a balabos the Tviya sign. So he has a Shvera Teretz. So in the Sefer Yoin HaSalem, he quotes that Kasha, and he quotes that there's an Esivis that has the following Chiddush, one-line Chiddush, and he doesn't explain it. So he's going to explain it. So as an Esivis writes, I'm walking in the street, and I see an Aved, I'm leaning over, I'm about to pick it up, and then an Amoritz walks by, and he says, don't pick up, that's my Aveda. I have a Tviya sign on it. So he's not a Tzurva Midrabban, he's a Balabas. So the Nesivya says, so don't pick it up, let him take it. He has no manas to say that it's his. So the Yonah Salem says he doesn't understand the Nesivis. What happened to the din of Darshev Shalai Hei Ramai? So he answers that the Nesivis apparently thinks like the Pnei Yeshua, the Ikra din Bori B'Shema should be Bori Yodiv, because it's not L'Hotzi Mamen B'Yara Mukhsuk, because the Moitzi HaVeda is not Mukhsuk. It's not Hukim HaMoyne V'Cheskes Mar. The Moitzi HaVeda admits that the Vadai does not belong to him. The only halacha is, even though it's based on the rules and regulations of Choshimish, but Birurim, he really should have said Bari B'Shema, Bari Yodah, because it's not Lahotzi. But there's a Xeris HaKos of Darshev Shalai Hei Ramai. So the Yonah Salem says, apparently the Nesivis thinks that Xeris HaKos of Darshev Shalai Hei Ramai only applies after the person is already labeled as the Moitzei HaAveda. If I saw the Aveda, I didn't pick it up yet, I'm not yet labeled as the Moitzei HaAveda. That's the Gemara in the first daf in Bab Metzia. That base on Meralef, the Gemara says, "The Amar Rav Noi, when it's also the Asel Yodei Mashmim, calls man, you didn't pick it up, you're not called the Moitzei Haved." So the Nesivis apparently thinks like the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, Mikar Adin, it should really be Bori B'Shema, but it's Exeris Hakosav, you're not supposed to follow the regular rule of Bori B'Shema, Bori Yodiv, because it's not Lahotzi Mamam Miyara Mochzok. It's Exeris Hakosav a Mitzvah Doshev Shloi Hei Ramai. But that's only the Mitzvah Doshev Shloi Hei Ramai is only if you are the Moitzei Haved. Calls man, you didn't pick it up yet. So you're not yet the Moitzei HaVeda, because the Oseh Liyadei Mashma. So if you're not the Moitzei HaVeda, so you don't have that special Gzeres HaKosav of Darshev Shalai HaRamai. So you go back to the basic Klala Birurim, that Bari B'Shema is Bari Yodiv, because it's not Lahotzi Mamon, V'yara Mochzok. So Rav Soloveitchik Zvort was also along the same lines. He was assuming that really by El Shavas HaVeda, Mi'ikira, then you get back the HaVeda with Tviya Sayin. Except as Gzeres HaKosav Darshev Shalai HaRamai, so you would say the requirement of Darshev with Simon Mem Tzoy. Zimanim Gurum doesn't mean anything. He says it was a watch. What'd you lose? It was a metal watch, a metal band, not a leather band. So that's a Simen Garua. But if you give a Simen Amtsoi, that's sufficient to be yotze the obligation of the Rishay Shalai Hirama. Yeah. There is a Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Tzadik Vav, and Aleph, where the Gemara says, if Edom come and testify that Ploini Horagas HaNefesh, two Edom come and they say Ploini Horagas HaNefesh, but we don't have a Tviya Sayin. We can't, if we look at his face, we won't recognize him. We just saw Achbeis that he has a number on his arm, he has something very strange, he has six fingers on the right hand, something very strange about him, we have a simen on him. So the Gemara said that's not acceptable for Haggadah Seders. So the Achreinim assume that Simonim is no good by Din HaNefashes because it's a Gzeres HaKosav. Al Pishnayim Edim, Al Pishloish Edim, Yumas HaMeis, in Idavke Edim, and anything less than Edis is not acceptable. And Simonim is considered less than Edis. So the Ran on the Rif, on that, the Gemara in Chulman, Dav Tzadigvah, and Pergir Anoshe, so the Ran on the Rif raises an issue. So how come Simonim is good by Hashavas Aveda? He raised the question, how come Simonim is acceptable by Hashavas Aveda? So the way Rav Soloveitchik said, the Kasha, and the way the Yonah Salem said, the Kasha doesn't get off the ground. It's not that Simonim is good by Hashavas Aveda. Tviya Sayin is good. It's a Bori V'Shema, and it's not Lahotzi. Tviya Sayin is good. But there's a Gzeres HaKosov, Davshev Shaloi HaRama, so you Yotze that Gzeres HaKosov by Simonim. So you can even say that Simonim and Tzoyim is sufficient for that. It's not like by Meis Baila that the whole Bira, that this is the husband, is based on the Simonim. There's just to be Yotze the obligation of Davshev Shaloi HaRama. It's a different word. But the Ran asked that question. Apparently the Ran thinks that Simonim is good by Hashavas Aveda even if he has no Tviya Sayin, even if the person have no Tviya Sayin at all. You show me the Aveda, I said, I can't identify that it's mine. I just know based on the Simonim. So the Ran asked the question, how come Simonim is good by Hashavas Aveda? So the Ran sounds like he's answering that this din that Simonim is not acceptable is that's how the Shev Shmaitzer writes and the Galya Masechta writes and other Rabbi Chana Vassman writes like that. There's a lot of gedolim write like that. That gemara chulan tzarik vav that simanim is not acceptable is based on gzeres hakasav al pishnayim edim. Anything less than shnayim edim is no good. So just like ed echad is no good because less than shnayim edim. So edus means with tviyas ayin, and if it's only edus based on simanim, you don't really have a tviyas ayin. That's less than shnayim edim. So whenever there's a gzeres hakasav that you need shnayim edim, so whatever is less is not acceptable. So simanim is no good. So the Ran sounds like he says that ed echad by hashavas aveda would be good. Let's say I'm walking down the street and I find an aveda, and I don't know who in the world it belongs to. So someone's hanging out the window, a religious Jew, and he says, "Give the aveda to Yankel. I was watching Yankel walk down the block before you, and it's his aveda. He dropped it." So does ed echad have nemanis? The pasuk says you need to aid him by dinim amanis. Does ed echad have nemanis? So there's a question. Maybe the halacha that you need shnei edim by dinim mamon, maybe it's only lahotzi mamon biyara muchzog. Maybe whenever it's not lahotzi, maybe ed echad is neman. So that's what the Ran sounds like he says. The Ran there in Chulan, the Apsar Gvav, sounds like he says that ed echad is neman by hashavas aveida. The only requirement for shnei edim is only lahotzi mamon biyara muchzog. So there in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have ha'oris from different gedolim. They have ha'oris on the end of the sichta, then they have the ha'oris on the end of the rif. So they have there from Rav Shmuel Molliver. They have the Ho'ara, he writes, he never heard of this, he's very surprised. Eid Echad is Neman by Hashavas Aveda. Rabbi Chanan points out that there's a Ritva in Gittin, around Chav Chesasa, where the Ritva writes Beferish against the Ran, that Eid Echad is not Neman. Eid Echad is not Neman by Hashavas Aveda. If the Baal HaAveda himself comes and he claims that's in the Manas Baldim B'Tainasa, he said, "This is my Aveda." He comes with a Tviya sign, he said, "Tzurv Mirabonon." So the Baal HaAveda has the Manas Baldim B'Tainasa. But the guy hanging out the window, that's not the Manas Baldim B'Tainasa, that's Eid Echad. So he thinks that the Ritvon Gittin thinks that Eid Echad is not Neman by Hashavas Aveda. But the Ran comes to answer this kasha: how come Simonim is acceptable by Hashavas Aveda if it's not acceptable by Dinin Nefashis? Because Agzeres HaKosov, you need Shnei Edim, anything less than Shnei Edim is no good. So Simonim is less, because Edis means Tviya Sayin. So the same should be true by Hashavas Aveda. So he says, no, by Hashavas Aveda, Eid Echad is good. So that's what several Achrayim suggest by Simonim, by Meis Baila. By Meis Baila, we assume, most assume, that it should really have been a Dovah Shebi'er, but it should really require Shnei Edim Ksherim. It's only Mishum Megin Akila Berabanan, and it's hard to understand how does it work. But Minatari, you really needed Shnei Edim. So if Minatari needed Shnei Edim, so Simonim, even Simonim Mufakim, wouldn't be good to be Matam and Aguna. Even if you have the dead body and it has six fingers on the right hand and four fingers on the left hand, but you don't have it to be a sign on the dead body, that's not Edis, and Simonim is less than Shnei Edim, it wouldn't be good. The Gemara says we rely on Simonim, that's after the Chachamim were Mekel, and they said that you can rely on Eid Echad, so they knocked off the Pasuk. The Pasuk requires Shnei Edim, and after anything less than Shnei Edim would not be accepted. So Simonim is less. Once when the Rabbanan, Mishum Magil, Kila Berabbanan, they said that you can rely on Eid Echad, so Memela, Simonim is also good. If you have people will identify the dead body based on Simonim, it will also be good. So that's why it's a bit problematic. You see, Rav Soloveitchik was explaining in the Rambam that by Meis Baila you need Simanim Mufakim, Minat Torah, and by Hashavas Aveda Simanim Tzoy is good Minat Torah. See, Rav Soloveitchik was assuming that Simanim Mufakim is good by Meis Baila Minat Torah, according to the way the Achrayim say. By Meis Baila, you should really, Simanim shouldn't work Menatar, can only work Menatar Rabbanan. It's Meshumi going to kill a Rabbanan. When the Din Der Isa was still the Tokfa that you needed, Shnei Edim, so anything less than Shnei Edim was not acceptable, so Simanim was always assumed to be less than Shnei Edim. So Rav Soloveitchik was assuming not like this word from the Achrayim. You see, the way the Achrayim say that Simonim is only good by Meis Baila with the Rabbanon, after they were Mekel, that Eid Echad is good, when the Din De'araisa was still betokfoy, that you needed Shnei Edim, so anything less than Shnei Edim is not acceptable, so Simonim would also be considered less than Shnei Edim. So then you can pose the question, how does it depend on the Shaila? The Gemara had a suffix in Bob Metzia by Hashavas Aveda. The Din is that we give back the Aveda, the Simonim Tzor. You don't need a Simon Mufak. So the Gemara had a suffik, Iboiluhu, is that a din deraisa? So Mimela should be good by Aguna also? Or should I say no? Menatara by Shabbos Eveda, you need a simen muvak. And it's only by the Rabbanishim, Hefke Bez Nehefke, that you give back an Aveda based on simen Amtsoy. And Mimela, that cannot carry over to Meiz Baila. Meiz Baila, you need a beer that you need on the level of deraisa. So the question is, but the way all the Achreinim say, the way the Shev Shmaitzer says, and the way Rabbi Chanan, the Galya Masechta, they all say the same Pe'achot. They say Minatur that you need Shnei Edim by Aguna, then Simonim would not be good. You have Xeris HaKosim, Shnei Edim, anything less is no good. It's only after the Chachamim were Mekel, Mishum Aguna, Kilim Rabbanim, they allowed Eid Echot, so the Memela, there's no longer Xeris HaKosim, that Simonim is no good. So how do you read the Gemara then? What do you say? If simanim emtsoyim is good menatayra, then it's good by aveda, then it's good by meiz baila also. But if menatayra needs simanim mefakim, it's only by the rabbanim simanim emtsoyim is good mishum hefke bez nefke, then it can carry over to meiz baila. But by meiz baila, simanim don't work menatayra anyway. It's anyway by the rabbanim. So why is it tali zebezeh? What the din was menatayra by hashavas aveda? Menatayra, even simen muvik doesn't work by meiz baila, because anything less than shnei edim is no good. So why did the Rishonim all assume like that? Why did the Rishonim all assume like that? So Mistama, the Pshat is like this. Midirabbanan, once they said that Eid Echot is good by Meiz Baila, so then they called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there, I said, Tikkun has to go with the Mahalach. So if the din is, the way the Ran explained, if the din is that whenever Eid Echot is good, the Ran claims that Eid Echot is good by Hashabbos Aveda, so that's why Simanim is good. So if the din is that by Hashabbos Aveda Eid Echot is good and Simen Muvik is required, said so called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there, I said Tikkun, so they made a Takana, Mishum Aguna Kilab Rabbanan, Eid Echot is good by Meiz Baila, and Simanim is good, which Simanim? Whatever Simanim would be needed, Menatara, by Hashabbos Aveda, that's what you need over here. But if you're going to say, so if he says Simen Amtsoy is good Minatora by Hashavas Aveda, so Midirabbanan Simen Amtsoy would be good by Meiz Baila. But if Minatora by Hashavas Aveda Gufa, you need Simen Muvak. And it's only a Takanim Shem Hefke Bez Nehefker that we allow Simen Amtsoy. So what are you going to say? Call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kender Asit Tikkun. What Midirabbanan they allowed Eid Echot by Meiz Baila, and therefore we allow Simanim. But you have to allow Simonim that on the level of the Raisa would have been good by Hashavas Aveda. If it's only by the Rabbanim, so there is no called the Tikkun Rabbanim, came the Raisa Tikkun. You got to pattern the din of Agunas, after Agunas, after a din the Rabbanim. You have to pattern after a din the Raisa. Maybe that's what they mean. Maybe that's what the Rishonim are driving at. Here the Gemara has a strange Gemara on Kuf Tezvav on the base. And such a Gemara appears in Ksubas. Tosis quotes from Ksubas Daf Pehema base. It sounds from the Gemara as if you would have had simanim, you would be able to be moitzi mamon from somebody else. That's impossible. How can you be moitzi mamon from someone else based on simanim? To be moitzi mamon for sure, you need two kosher eidim. By Hashavas Aveda, the Rana Chulin writes, Hashavas Aveda Eid Echot is Neman, that's his Chiddush. So therefore, simanim would be good. But whenever you need, whenever the halacha requires shnei eidim sheirim, so it's a gzeres hakosim. Anything less than shnei eidim is not acceptable, so simanim is no good. So to be moitzi mamon miyana muchzik avadi need shnei edim. So how can the Gemara say, and our Gemara, the simon that he gave a shvacha simon, he says he has 4.5 pounds of flour by the other guy. So the Gemara says 4.5 pounds of flour, maybe he was just guessing. That's a simon garua. But if it would have been a good simon, then it would have been moitzi mamon from the muchzik. How can it be? And the same thing the Gemara in Ksubas Pehem Ibeis. Someone died, and I claim the man who died was very poor. And after he died, so the children find he has 7 pearls tied up in a little handkerchief. So I come to be Menachem Oval in the middle of Shiva, and I say, I ask your father to hold on to my 7 pearls, and it's tied up in a handkerchief. So the Gemara says, I would be Moitzi Mamon Miyad HaMuchzok based on the Simon. That's a Pella. How can he be Moitzi Mamon? Akzeres HaKasav, anything less than Shnei Edim is not acceptable. The Gemara says in Chulan Daf Tzadik Vav, Simanim is less than Shnei Edim. How can it be? So the Tosfos there on Ksubas, our Tosfos, the Ramas of Chen Havyon, and the same Tosfos in Ksubas has it, and the Balamor has this. So the Gemara there says, Chod B'yoy, the Gemara says, first of all, the man who died, Rabbi Yosha, was a very poor man, and he didn't have any pearl, didn't have any jewelry. the Pasuk says in Mishlei that there are people look like the very poor and the multimillionaires. There are such people, but the Rav is the man all of his life looked like a poor man, so he probably was not, the likelihood is that he's not the owner of these diamonds. And then number two, the Gemara says, since I gave simanim, there were seven diamonds and were tied up in such a handkerchief and such a knot and such a shape, so I gave simanim, so my simanim. So Tosfos writes and the Balamor writes that you have to have a combination of both together. You have the combination of both together, then you might see the moment. Otherwise, just simanim alone, you can't be might see moment. The other fellow can say that it's mine. So what kind of a story is that? Why is simanim together with the fact that he was a poor man? Why is that good to be might see moment? So some might say, the Rebbe Kevega has a tshuva that even though henoch me'mamen achar haroiv, you can't be might see moment based on a roiv. That's if it's a plain roiv. But if it's a super roiv, a very strong roiv, that there's only miyuta, the miyuta against it, and then Rabbi Kevega has a chiddush that you can be mitzi moment, and he gives examples from Gemaras. So you could say like that, maybe put together the fact that I have simonim on the seven pearls and simonim on the handkerchief, the way it's tied up, and the fact that he was the one who died by Mayosha, was a poor man. You put it all together, just like the Beis Shmuel said, if you add together a few simonim and tzoyim, it becomes a simon mubik. So here also, you put together a few umdenes that makes it into a strong umden, that makes it into such a superior rive that you can be mighty mamon. But Tosfos doesn't say, like, Tosfos says, chad v'yod, you need both. Tosfos doesn't say like that in Ksubis. Here they don't explain it for a little bit. The Tosfos there in Ksubis Pehemi Beis explains it, and there's a Balamor in Bava Basra Daf Ayin, and there's a Balamor in the Sefer Hatzova. At the end of Chulin, the Balamor wrote the Sefer Hatzova, which I don't think they printed any longer at the end of Chulin, so it's printed in the Tmim Dein. So he has a shtick that just like the Yud Gimel Midas are Torah Nedreshes Behem to Darshan Torah Shebichsav, so the Yud Gimel Midas and Darshan in Gemaras, and interpreting Gemaras. Yud Gimel Midas and Torah Shebalteh. So one of them is that the Gemara says usually Savrua. Savrua means they thought originally and it's not correct. And every so often the word Savrua means that it is correct. So that's one of his midah shatar and adreshes. And then he has another midah. You find the same expression in different mesichtes, and it doesn't necessarily have the same meaning. Zosameris, ebedibri gufakoni. One Gemara says Zosameris, ebedibri engufakoni. So he says it's not a stira. They're talking about two different things. Right. And he goes on like that. So then he has chod deviyot. The Gemara sometimes gives a psak based on the following consideration. Number one, this. And number two, that. So very often, chod v'yod, the first reason can stand alone, and the second reason can stand alone. And once in a while, you need chod v'yod, but tzirah both together, then the din is going to be like that. If you don't have the combination, din is not like that. So that's what Tosfos says over here also. That Gemara in Ksubis Pehem Beis is chod v'yod, the tzrichi yadodi. You need the both conditions. You need, Rabbi Yosha was the one who died, and they found in his drawer, they found the seven pearls. So first of all, he was a poor man. And secondly, the one who came to be Menachem Avil gave the simonim with the handkerchief and the seven pearls, so the simonim gets it. So Tosfos explained, Tosfos and the Balamor, they both explain what's going on. The man died, and the children don't have the foggiest notion about the pearls. So usually, Bezin advances Tainina for the Yisayimim. So the Tosfos and the Balamor have a machlokes with the Ramban, a big shayla halacha l'maaseh. Tosfos and the Balamor claim, they start off by reading the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Ayin like that. Taininan only applies to Milsa de Shchicha. There's no Taininan on a Milsa de Lo Shchicha. So that's what the Gemara first says. Number one, Chodah, that the one who died was a poor man. It is, there is a possibility that he found the seven pearls in the street. There is a possibility that he was always a multimillionaire and never told anybody about it, but it's highly unlikely. So it's a Milsa de Lo Shchicha that he is the owner, the one who died is the owner of the pearls. So the likelihood is that it's probably not. So therefore, when Nak Bezin is not going to advance any Taininon. That's how Tosfos and the Balamor interpret the first line. Chod, the Rabbi Yosha is a poor man, so we're not going to say Taininon on behalf of the Yisayim. Not going to say Taininon. So the only time you consider the Muchsuk on some property that you have is if you either advance a Tainas Bori or even a Tainas Shem. That's the Machlik, the Simchas and the Chachamim. If someone is holding on to Mammon with a Tainas Shem, is he called the Muchsuk? So we say yes. But here, Bezin doesn't advance any taina on behalf. They don't even advance a taina shema on behalf of the Yisrael. That happens to be a machlekes there, the Balamor and the Ramban on Bava Basra Daf Ayin. Whenever you say taininan, is taininan considered a taina bari or a taina shema? How can it be a taina bari? Bezin doesn't even know anything. It's a chiddush that it's even a taina shema. So that's a machlekes. Do we treat taininan as taina bari, taina shema? So the Balamor and Tosfos claim Rabbi Yosha was a poor man, so it's a milsa de loshchicha loy tanin. I said, Bezin is not going to advance any taina. No taina is bori, no taina shema. So the Yisoyimim have no taina, even not even a taina shema. So then simonim is good, because it's not called lahoitzi. That's why it's good. Simonim is good. Not that simonim is good to be moitzi mom from someone. Simonim is good to be moitzi mom, and if the guy is holding on to the mom and is not called a muchzer, how can he not be a muchzer? Because it's Yisoyimim. And it's a milsa de lashchicha, and they don't say a word. They don't know what to say. They don't know anything. The only reason why there's any muchzokus on behalf of the yisaimim when the father dies, because bezin advances the taina, tainina liyisaimim. On milsa de lashchicha, you don't say tainina. So that's what Taisus and the Malamar say. Pshat and not gimel. The Ran there on Chulin, on Ksubas, on Daf Tehem and Beis. Is not happy with the way Tosfos read the Gemara. The Ramban is obviously not happy. The Ramban in the Sefer, Ramban has Mochamas on this Sefer Hatzova. What the Balamor wrote, the 13 Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Nedreshes, Pemah Torah Shabbat Peh, the shtick that he wrote. So there's Mochamas on that at the end of the Tmim Day. So the Ramban presents his Shita. He can't accept what Tosfos and the Balamor said because he disagrees in Baba Basa Dafain. He holds that he do say Taininin, even Musa Lo Shchichus, he can't accept this pshat. He gives a whole different pshat. So the Ran also is not happy. The Ran on the Rif. And Daf Pehem Ebe is not happy. So he gives a different interpretation. He says, you're putting together a half and a half as a whole. He says, number one, Rabbi Yosha was a poor man. Number two, they gave Simonim. But Simonim is not good, Lahotzi. How come it's good? So he says, there's a famous Rambam in Perek Chavdal in Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says, Meikar Adin, Yesh Le Bezin Lodin Bedin in the Roman is based on Umdine. Bezin assesses the situation and they think that the truth is like this. The Bezin has a discretion to paskin without a raya brura. Then the Rambam says there's a Yeridus Adoris and the Amoraim were more intelligent than people today, so we're afraid the Dayanim today are not bright enough, so we shouldn't allow anybody. Dayanim today are not done based on umdin, and they have to be done based on evidence that's accepted in court. So the Ran interprets this Gemara that is based on the Rambam. Number one, Rabbi Yosha was a poor man. Number two, the guy gave Simon. But since money is Simon, good lahoit Simon. And so he said, no, the Bezin knew that this is an honest guy. And he gave Simon, and Rabbi Yosha was a poor man. So he put two and two together. And Bezin has a right to paskin. It's not al pidin, not my Simon. But the Bezin has a right to be done based on umdina. So this was an example of umdina. So Bezman Hazem, we wouldn't paskin like that. Because the Rambam says that Bezman Hazem is matu adoris. So we no longer permit the Bat Dinim to paskin based on umdin. We mentioned before that the Ran and Chulan Adav Sariglav has this famous comment that Simonim is good by Hashavas Avedim because Eirechad is good. Whenever Eirechad is good, Simonim is good. Whenever the Gzeres HaKasav says in each Neidim, and Simonim is not good. And that's what led the Achrenim to say that Simonim is good by Meis Bailo only after the Chachamim allowed Eirechad. So then they had to allow Simonim also, but when the Din D'Oraisa was still betokfah that you needed Shnei Eidim for Heter Agunis, then Simonim might not have been acceptable. So the Ran explains there that Eirechud is good by Hashavas Aveda. The requirement of Shnei Eidim is only if you want to be Moitzi Momen from a Muchzok, but Hashavas Aveda, the Moitzi Aveda is not called a Muchzok, so Eirechud is good. So in the first half of Bav Metzia, the Gemara speaks about Shnei Mochz and Metalis, that someone sold, the Moichah sold the Talis to one of two people, And they're both holding on, and they both claim the same thing, that the other guy paid money, but the Moicha really agreed to sell it to me. The other guy grabbed it without rishus. So the Gemara asked, well, why don't we ask the Moicha? Let's ask the Moicha, whatever the Moicha says. So the Rishayim ask, but the Moicha shouldn't have any nemanus. Why does the Moicha have nemanus? He's only an Erechot. So the Rabbi Natam comes up with a Chiddush. In our Tosfos, we don't really have this, but you look in the Mordechai, so the Mordechai quotes the Rabbi Natam, more Bishlei Muso, he fills in the whole missing parts. Rabbi Natam says, like the Ran, Eidechod is not good lahotzi moment from a muchzok, but over here they're both muchzokim. Shnai mochzim metal, so they're both muchzokim. So since it's not lahotzi moment, beyond a muchzok, so Eidechod would be good. So Eidechod is saying the same as the Ran. Eidechod is good by Hashavas Avedim. Whenever it's not lahotzi moment, beyond a muchzok, Eidechod is good. So then the Mordechai and Simon Tov Yud Zayin and Bar Metzia. They have Mordechai you have on a lot of Mesichtas like that. He goes through the whole Mesichta. Then you have Hagos Mordechai, additional Mordechais. So when he goes the second time around in the Mesichtas on Simon Tov Yud Zayin, he comes back to this Rabbein Atam on that base. The first time around he has it on that base. Then he has the second time around, Madura Tinyon, he has it again on that base. So he says, how can the Rabbein Atam say Derech Echod is good by Hashavas Aveda, like the Ran, because not Lohotzi Mama Yad HaMukhzeh, but there's a Gemara in Bavim Tziach of Chesem and Aleph, but the Gemara says, what's a din? I found an Aveda, and hang up a sign. I found a watch. So two people come, and they both give exactly the same simon. It's the make of the watch, and it's scratched over here, and it's 5 minutes off, 5 minutes slow, 2 hours fast, whatever, they give exactly all the same simon. So simonim is simonim, yehimunach, so you don't know who to give it to. What if it's simonim is simonim ve'erechod, one of the two of them has an erechod, so the karismah says, it doesn't help, you bite the yehimunach. So the Mordechai quotes the kasha, but if the Rabbein Tam holds that erechod wins the day by Hashavas Aveda, so simonim is simonim ve'erechod, so believe the erechod. So he wants the proof in that Gemara. Erechod is no good by Hashavas Aveda, like Rabbi Chana quotes from the Ritvo and Gittin. So the Mordechai quotes the Teretz, no. That the Gemara is going with the Shita that Simonim works min haTorah. It's a Biru Gomer. So we have a din that Trei Kemeya. If, let's say, one Baldin has two Edim say like him, and the other Baldin has three Edim say like him. So the Gemara says, Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Trei Kemeya. Once you reach the point of Shnei Edim, so you're going to add on another Edim, another Edim, another Edim, doesn't make it better. You reach the point, and the Biru is equal. So that's what the Mordechai answers. He says, the Rabbi Netam holds Eid Echod is Neman by Hashavas Aveda. But if one has Simonim, the other one has Simonim, so that's already like Trey or Trey. The Gemara is working with the Svar, Imtim Siloim, Simonim Deraisa. So that's a Bira on the level of Deraisa. So if you're going to add on, one of them is going to have an Eid Echod, it doesn't add anything. If one of them has Shnei Edim, that's better. But if one of them, the Eid Echod, is going to support either Reuven or Shimon, that's not going to add anything because it's like Trey or Trey, and then you add another Eid, that's called Trey Kemeh. So that's it, because you got to work on that. Exactly when do you say? There's a sugi in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Aleph, Daf Lamed, about Trey Trey, Sveika Deraisa, Sveika Derabbanan, whether the Chazaka works or not, and then on the assumption the Chazaka does work, Menatara, does Rav also work, or should you say Rav for sure doesn't work? So that's what to work on. Okay.